This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Over the past 12 months in this economy, average rents have gone up 17%. The rental website Apartment List has the data. It shows rents going up in 93 of the 100 biggest cities in the country. So all those predictions about the pandemic emptying cities out for good? Yeah, no. Look no farther than this installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Maya Kossoff. I am an editor for a tech startup, and I'm also a freelance writer and editor in New York City. I've always really liked living with roommates, but I'm almost 30, and it's time for me to live by myself. And I have the luxury of being able to do that, or so I thought, before I started this apartment hunt and realized how crazy the market is. I mean, New Yorkers love to line up for things, but I didn't know that an open house for an apartment was really one of them. I was on my way to go see an apartment a couple blocks from Fort Greene Park, and the broker called me and said, "Hey, just so you know, the owner wants 5 or 6 months of rent in cash up front." And I said, "Oh, I don't have $15,000 lying around. I'm out." There was an apartment I went to go look at in Prospect Heights, and another woman and I both went up to look at the apartment at the same time, and the tenant was in the apartment, which I felt kind of weird about. It's a 2-bedroom. There's no closets. I asked the question I always ask, which is, have you had any problems with pests here? And the tenant looked at the broker and said, "Can I tell her?" And he's like, "Yeah, I guess." And she proceeds to tell me that although she only moved in the year prior, there were mouse holes everywhere around the apartment. And she could never keep food out while living there because mice would eat it. And she found droppings everywhere every day. And I turned to the other girl after the broker had gone back upstairs with more people who were there to see the apartment. And she looked at me and I looked at her and she was kind of like, "Can I get a vibe check? Was that weird?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't think I'll be taking that place. That was horrible." And she said, "That was one of the nicest apartments I've seen so far in my search." After 3 to 4 weeks of looking, after looking at 10 to 15 apartments, after inquiring about 30 to 40 apartments and getting ghosted and left on read by brokers all across New York City, I finally found an apartment and signed a lease for it about a week ago. The rent was below $2,000, like $1,940 or $1,950 a month. I asked the broker, "Do you think this is still going to be on the market tomorrow?" And she said, "Definitely not." And in fact, as I was on my way out, there was somebody else coming in to look at the apartment. I don't know how people with fewer resources and families to support are supposed to do this too, or people who don't have the flexibility in their schedules that I have. I think at some point, everyone reaches some breaking point when they've decided that the city is not for them anymore. And I didn't quite get there this time, but it did bring me pretty close.
More like horror stories in housing, am I right? Maya Kossoff there in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn. For now, anyway, she wrote a piece on Medium, by the way, with some New York apartment hunting advice. We will link to it, and you can tell us about your adventure in housing if you like. Marketplace.org is the place.